Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Cloudflare is a service that is kind of a content distribution network, and they also do some security stuff because they front-end a lot of websites. They have some security features, kind of like a web application firewall. Add SSL to sites that don't have SSL, and a few other things as well. I actually use them for my sites, and I know some people that use them for theirs, and I use them for free, and then they have some other services that they charge money for. They had a bit of a bug, and it was in a protocol parser or something that web pages that were had certain tags or whatever, and were constructed a certain way, not on purpose, of course, but because they had some issue with one of their parsers for one of their features, it caused a memory leak of sorts, and it caused private information to essentially appear on other people's web pages. This was discovered by, of course, the Tavis Ormondy and the Zero Day folks at Google, and it was disclosed to Cloudflare, and they fixed it pretty quickly. Here's the problem with it, is that this bug had kind of existed for, several months, actually. And it didn't happen for all web pages for a given site, right? It would happen on a couple of them, and random data would just kind of leak. Again, they fixed the problem, because so many sites use Cloudflare, and because there was kind of random parts of data that were disclosed, it was kind of scary, some of the data that was disclosed. But let's be realistic. It's not really understood exactly how much data or how many people's data was disclosed across how many sites. It's not known. Cloudflare probably doesn't log everybody's traffic. I mean, I can't imagine it would do so for more than a few days anyway. It just doesn't seem to make any sense because based on sheer volume. But the fact that they were, that they had to go back to the search engines because some of the stuff had been like cached in Google and that kind of stuff. And so there was finding this information, and scrubbing it, of course, that was all done to prevent future issues. But okay, so this all happened. What do I do as a user, right? That's always the question that comes up. And the advice that they've given out is to, of course, change all your passwords. Now, that's not horrible advice. I mean, you should be practicing good password hygiene anyway. But the problem is that changing passwords won't necessarily fix this problem. The information that was leaked was not passwords necessarily. Sometimes it's HTTP cookies or session tokens or whatever. And if the website in question doesn't invalidate those tokens, then after a period of time, and those tokens are out there, and you can associate them with the website, then that's bad, right? And that means that people can use those tokens to do things that they shouldn't be able to do. So, and by the way, changing your password doesn't invalidate those tokens. If you're the websites that you're talking to don't do a good job of session management, kind of like Yahoo was one example that came up, and then that could be a problem. So that doesn't solve the problem. And of course, some of the disclosure may not have happened because you accessed the site, but because a site you accessed may have accessed a Cloudflare site in the back end. So it's really hard to know exactly how much, I don't know what the impact is. It has the potential to be very big, and the folks that are warning about this particular vulnerability have said as much. But this is one of those things where, you need to practice good password hygiene, and if you're using Cloudflare to host your domain like I am, then it's probably a good idea to make sure that you change that password, change all your change the API key if you're using it, and add two-factor authentication. And you should do that on all your important accounts anyway, right? The problem is it's hard to say which accounts you should do it on, because I don't think it's completely known which sites were impacted by this. And there's no way to know you specifically were impacted by this. Now, maybe at some point LastPass, which is the password manager that I personally use, maybe they'll get a list of all the sites and check your LastPass database. And then it'll tell me which sites, out of an abundance of caution, I might want to change my password on. Now, TechDirt took an interesting approach and decided to, invalidate everybody's password. TechDirt's not a site that, basically you're just commenting on their website. I mean, I don't think there's any personal information there. So, the disclosure of that versus say, accessing my Cloudflare account or my bank account or something else, there's a different level of thing there. So to tell you to go and change all your passwords, probably don't need to do that, but you probably should. Make sure you're again using a different password on every site, and all of your important accounts. And we could debate about which were the most important ones, but all your important accounts should definitely have strong passwords, different passwords, and use two-factor authentication or multi-factor authentication where appropriate. But anyway, this is more cloud bleed, stuff, I feel sorry for people that get these news stories and don't know what to do. And it's hard for me, even as somebody who knows that knows what's going on. It's like, well, what do you do? Because it's hard to assess the risk. I don't really want to go through all of the 300 plus sites I have in my LastPass and change the password. I changed a couple of them, right? And there's a list of, some sites that are believed to be vulnerable. One of the examples that came out in the bug report was actually from Uber, so that's probably a good one to change your password on if you haven't already. And that is if you haven't deleted Uber because you're upset over what's going on there with sexual harassment or whatever the issue is these days. But anyway, this is it is what it is. I mean, you kind of this is, unfortunately, there's anytime you disclose information to anybody, there's always a risk that it'll get disclosed to somebody else, right? And I don't care whether you do that online or offline. And the fact that there's now, we're now all connected in so many different ways, and we talk to systems, and those systems talk to each other, and there's always the risk that no matter what steps you take, something's going to get disclosed. I think we'll eventually get it right as an industry. It's just going to take some time. It's going to be a bumpy ride while we're trying to sort all that out. So that's Cloud Bleed in a nutshell for you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.